September 4th, 2005. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry. Well, hello everyone. This is Jason from Mulberry, straight from the damn. I always fuck up the intro, Steven. Right here on my left is Steven. I apologize for the F word. Sorry about that, Steven. I know you don't like profanity.
I hate fucking profanity.
Well, we're here from the cultural district of Mulberry, is what I was trying to say, but I ended up mumbling. Yeah, flubbing like I usually do. The thing is, to be prepared and have things written out actually hinders me. I'd rather just say it as I go along. Well, we're here in the cultural district of Mulberry.
Seriously, we need some really big dummy cards with like three words on each one.
We need to hire someone just to be our dummy card, or what did you call them?
Dummy cards.
Dummy cards, yeah. We have our tech guy in the back, but he's too busy making $4 an hour.
Fucking
just to
Bill.
He's just too busy running the sound effects and stuff, which he doesn't do very well. Like, for instance, I could say, hey, Bill, give me a sound effect. And, okay, we'll hear one in about 5 minutes out of nowhere. So, basically what Nowhere in Mulberry, what we're all about is... We're just going to talk about movies, films, you know, just stuff that
weekly
interests
events,
us.
Weekly events.
Yeah, weekly events, things like that. We live in a very small town called Mulberry, which is, I don't know, population, I don't know, three. Me and Bill back there. Or,
yeah.
No, it's actually, it's not a too small town.
10,000 maybe.
Yeah, like. I was going to say 100,000, but, you know, it depends on the part of town you're in. that's what it seems like. It seems like we're all alone here. But we get our entertainment from the internet.
From the wrong side of the
TV.
Tracks.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But we're going to talk about movies, TV, things like that.
News events.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we got a lot of news events this week with the big hurricane thing happening down in there.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've actually been to New Orleans. And that's one thing I thought about afterwards. Like, you know, it's kind of like...
Me too. I've been there. I've been there during Jazz Fest, and
it's the kind of thing you
don't remember a whole lot. I was pretty drunk.
Whenever you see a tragedy on TV, you kind of detach from it, like, "Oh, those horrible people." In the back of your mind, maybe,
unless you've been there or something. Yeah.
Well, you think that, "Oh man, I'm glad that's not me. I'm glad that's not here," or whatever. But I've been there, and probably some of the places we've seen there aren't. It's never going to be the same again. And if we ever go back there, it won't be the same place it was.
Oh, no. No, certainly not.
And the one thing you keep seeing on TV about all the people that now don't have homes and nowhere to live, the thing that I noticed while I was there, and it's possible for people not to notice, is just how many homeless people are there. You know, people sleeping on the streets,
Well, for everybody who's been watching the news, all the people hitchhiking just to get away from there that
right.
Obviously have no homes.
I mean, when we were there, you know, walking up and down Bourbon Street and all that stuff, you see teen runaways there. I'm not just talking about black people, poor black people. I'm talking about white teenage kids are homeless there, too, you know. I don't know what they're doing there. God knows. I mean, they need money. I know there's a lot of – they always warn you, pickpockets are everywhere or whatever. But I'm just saying that
the poor drag queens.
There's a
Where
lot. I mean, that place is like the poster board for, I don't think...
Poverty.
Yeah. Poverty, yeah. I mean...
That's, I mean, it's...
And truthfully, when we went there for a wedding, and I was miserable the whole time just because I hate heat, and it was all,
super muggy humidity.
Dude,
heat.
It is so freaking... I mean, it's muggy here in Mulberry until we got the, portal AC in the park, but,
We'll have to explain that later, but that's, yeah. That's okay.
But, basically, what happened is, I would sweat so much while there that I basically just wore wet clothes the whole time because I could not even, you know, cool off the whole time I was there. I was pretty miserable. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. And I when I went there, I don't know, it was pretty late at night and I was pretty hammered. It was Jazz Fest and I blacked out and woke up in Orlando, Florida. So there's a big segment of time that I don't remember. I remember strip clubs. I remember following, like I said, the transvestites. There were big groups of people. There was a dude toting a giant cross around, handing out the religious tracts.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, ugh.
Well, what I mean when you think about it, like I was saying about this, people we encountered there. Like the street performers and stuff, are they like dead?
No, they.
Uh oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, see exactly. What is it? The 5 minute mark? That's what I thought. Yeah, thanks for the sound effect there.
And thanks that this is Sunday, not Monday.
And it didn't make any sense to what we're talking about. Like, are you going to say that to flood victims? Somebody's got a case of the mundus because you'll get shot, bitch. All right, anyway, moving on. Whatever that dude gets paid is way too much. But what? Go ahead with what you're saying. God, man, he totally like threw me off my game.
I was just, you were saying about the street people down there.
Yeah, yeah, the people that you've encountered there, you know, street performers and such.
Obviously, they had to have been evacuated down to the big Superdome.
Right.
You know, I mean, everybody pretty much went there that couldn't afford to get out.
You would hope so.
I'm just saying, pretty much, you know.
Right.
I mean, you saw, obviously, everybody has been seeing the news with people on their rooftops and,
right,
and whatnot.
Exactly.
I mean, those, you know, there's, I'm not saying that's not a, that is a big scenario there. A lot of people that didn't get there, you know.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's, you know, that's what all the hubbub is about now. It's like, you know, where's the government getting, you know, to come in here and save these people?
Right.
It's like, I was watching the news here local, and they're talking about, you know, 9/11. It's like, well, the government got there right away. Well, guess what? You know, 90% of the city wasn't flooded, you know? It was buildings collapsing.
Yeah. I mean, people get really upset when things like this happen, and you get mad. The first reaction is, like, panic and fear, but then you start to get really pissed off, and you wonder why. When you see on TV, I'm sure those people get pissed off, too. I would. Where is somebody to help me? But you see on TV and all these people in dire need of help, and you're like, where the hell is everybody to help them?
We got 10 feet of water. I mean, how long does it take to get boats into places like that? You know?
Right, and they have helicopters there picking people up, but there's just so many people.
Exactly. How many people can a helicopter pick up, you know? And you're not going to fly a big Huey over to pick up 100 people.
Right. The sad thing is just...
It's just not a feasible thing, you know.
And people need to stop saying stuff like, well, they had time to get out. Because, like we said before, there's so many freaking poor people there.
They had time to get out, right. But
some people don't have a way to get out.
Some of them didn't have money to get out.
And also, I mean, you got to think about, they have hurricanes every year. And every year it's going to be bad. And they live through it. Why wouldn't you? I mean, if I lived there, if somebody said a huge hurricane's coming, I'd be like, yeah, one comes every year. You know, we're still here. And then, boom, it happens. It's just the way it is.
It's just the luck. The luck of the draw there.
It's just the way, you know, things happen sometimes.
When I say luck of the draw, that sounds horrible to say. But you know what I'm saying.
No, you know, I know exactly what you mean. You don't mean that in a...
Not lucky sense, but, you know, it's...
It just sometimes...
you get the shit end of the stick.
That's what I was thinking. Because, but you know what, one thing that puts things in perspective when things like this happen is your own life. things that piss you off or bothering you, you're like, damn, who gives a shit? Because here we are, and we have our homes and all that stuff. All right, enough of that crap. All right, what else are we going to talk about today, Steven?
Well, there's your movie that you want to give props to called Waiting.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you
want to talk about that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Had to clear my throat there. I'm always eating and drinking on the air. I wanted to explain first of all, we're here at KNIM in Mulberry, and this is a public radio station in town that's used for, I don't know what they do here, Lawrence Welk or whatever.
Yeah, recaps of Lawrence Welk hours.
But on Sundays, we have a block of where we can do whatever we want.
About an hour.
Yeah, we get about an hour. It's a privately owned station by members of our family or whatever, and we just bothered them enough to finally they let us do it. Instead of playing some Conway Twitty for an hour, we get to...
fuck the FCC!
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You will
FCC.
Get the Don't unedited get version on the internet. Locally, we're a 7-minute delay, and I'm sure that Bill...
7-second delay.
Yeah.
Minute?
7 minute.
Wow.
Well, if we need a 7-minute delay with that guy back there, we need a 37-minute delay. Who knows? Maybe we're getting that word out there on the air. We're going to be getting some
guess we'll be fine.
some complaints here. So anyway,
so if you're around here and you want to tune us in, we're at 10:20 a.m.
That's right. And also, if you want to come by and just do the show with us, we would like that too. Just come in. You can talk about anything you want. And soon we're gonna have the phone lines open. I'd like people to be able to call in and ask us questions about things, or just talk about other things. You know, TV shows. I mean,
send us an email.
Right. You know, what movies we've seen recently? TV
books,
shows we watch.
Thread,
books.
Whatever.
I mean, I have favorite shows I watch every week. You know,
nerd. I didn't say that out loud, was it?
Battlestar Galactica, I watch every week, except it wasn't on this week because they had to show some kind of what is it called?
Stargate
SG-1. Yeah, okay. I like sci-fi and all that stuff. I can't get into that show. I just can't.
If I'm bored and there's absolutely nothing else on, but, you know, it's Friday night.
I remember when that show started on Showtime.
And I am pretty lame, and I don't do anything anyway. So.
Well, I remember when that show started on Showtime, and somebody at work, I can't remember who I was saying, man, that's a pretty good show, man. And I was like, okay. But I have to admit,
I just
judged
remember
it by its cover.
Did you judge it by the movie when it came out? You had the crying game dude.
Well, I just
he pulls his dress off and a penis is there.
Good Lord! Boy George is singing a song now. All right. Anyway, back to Waiting, Steven. I have to admit to you, I saw this movie with my wife. The 40-year-old virgin. She wanted to go see it. Is it a date? I didn't see it.
I'm
with
watching
you.
Kung Fu Hustle without you.
Oh, damn it. You son of a.
I've been holding on.
But anyway, this movie called.
Waiting. ..
Yeah, Waiting. .. They showed a trailer to it, and it looked really funny. And you're going to get to hear the trailer. But fill in the blank. Okay, here's what it's starring Ryan Reynolds, mm-hmm. the guy from Two Guys, a Girl, and Pizza Place, Van Wilder.
Van Wilder.
Most recently, Blade 3, which I still haven't seen.
Me neither.
It's got Anna Faris from
Scary
Movies and The Hot Chick. I think she's a very cute girl. And we have this guy, Justin Long, from one of my favorite shows, Ed. Great show. It's not on TV right now. What the hell? Can we show it in syndication, please? And it's basically...
Put it out on DVD, please. DVD, full season, all of it.
Yeah, that's one of those things where they just keep talking about there's too many pop songs in it and they can't, get it out there without a lot of clearance. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. And I keep saying, but anyway, you got to stop me from doing that. Hook an electrode up to me and just buzz it whenever I say it. Okay, anyway. Damn it. All right. All right, here's what it is. Waiting is about waiters waiting at a restaurant called Shenanigans. And I'll tell you this right now that I wondered, like, hey, Shenanigans, they mentioned that in Super Troopers.
Correct, yes.
Like, what's the name of that place with all the goofy shit on the walls?
Shenanigans?
And
Chief, he said Shenanigans.
There's actually a message board on the waiting site where someone asked him, the director, Rob McKittrick, I believe I'm saying your name right, asked him about that, and he said it was in the original script, and he decided to keep it. So, anyway, let's listen to the trailer.
Hey there, Natasha. How's my favorite minor doing today?
I'm only a minor for another week.
Good answer.
There's a time in life,
hey man, what's going on?
When you almost have it all figured out.
Did I just wake up and realize I'm a loser?
Yeah, man.
I want to be a teacher, you know, or an electrical engineer, you know, anything.
Hey, could you put down the ice pick?
But until then, all you can do is wait. Everybody get
funky. Is everything prepared okay?
How about some dessert?
How would you like your steak prepared?
The 5 second rule, the 5 second rule!
Two, three!
We almost had to switch to the 10 second rule.
Most of the guys that work here like to play this little game.
Yeah. You know the object, right? I mean, to have the other guy look at your neck.
The brain!
No girl would ever play that game.
Why not?
Because of this!
Ow!
Ah!
Oh, God, it's so angry!
This fall.
All right, men, 0 hour is upon us. Let us seize the day!
Yeah. Oh, welcome to Thunderdome.
Serve it up.
You enjoyed having sex with me.
Once we got past foreplay, you turned into the little engine that couldn't...
Oh, what the?
Dish it out.
You don't get out front and start doing some work, I'm gonna fire you faster than you can say Yo MTV Raps.
But never...
This steak... is medium rare. How hard is your job?
Send it back.
I'm gonna get this fixed for you right away. It's go time.
The first thing we do is we add a little extra gravy to the mashed potato.
Oh, God.
Followed by a little garlic salt.
That's what I'm talking about.
Lionsgate Films presents a comedy about an 8-hour day.
We are not having sex in the bathroom.
Come on.
Okay.
And a lifetime of memories.
We need birthday singer!
Yeah!
Happy birthday to you!
Yay! Waiting.
I hope you enjoyed everything. I know I did.
Now, the first thing I think of when I see that is, don't you think it kind of Kevin Smith-ish kind of clerk thing?
It's a Chris Moore production. I was noticing that. So.
The guy from Project Greenlight.
So
it looks like a...
American Pie movie. So, yeah, you know it's going to be the teen sex comedy kind of thing.
Right. It kind of has a Kevin Smith feel, but, you know, Clerks for waiters or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want to demean it by any way by labeling it like that, but... That's the first thing I think of, and that sounds good to me. It doesn't turn me off or whatever. But the director, Rob McKittrick, also has
you had a similar idea to our job.
Yeah, which my idea wasn't as universal as waiting. You know, wait staff. I mean, because
but it's still retail services.
Yeah, because
oriented.
Everyone has been waited on, so they know what that's like. And, I mean, when I see people wait, you know, waiters and stuff, I'm like, man, that would suck. You know, the people you have to deal with. But at robmckittrick.com, robmckittrick.com, good Lord, he tells a story about getting the script made and getting it picked up and trying to get it produced and all that stuff. First, they didn't want him to be a director. Then he got the directing job. But check it out. It's really cool. I think you'll dig it.
Yeah, now that you... You know, I said before when you first showed it to me that I hadn't seen it before. And the second time I see this, I remember the ice pick scene. I must have seen it like in a half-dazed sleep late at night
Like you saw TV. The trailer?
Yeah. Not realizing what it was. I remember seeing that young kid and put the ice pick down.
Well, but, that's what's really cool about this site is it has a message board where you can ask the director questions. He will answer them. I mean, even if you comment in his comment section of his blog, he will answer that too, most likely, if you don't say something stupid. Which, you know.
Say something complimentary so he'll talk to you.
Yeah, I even posted on there, so that's neat. That's really cool. Once he hits it big from this movie, you'll never be able to talk to him again, so might as well
get
it in now.
That was Andy Milonakis. Okay. I was wondering if that was who that was, the little chubby kid that I guess he's in the movie, but you saw him in behind the theater eating, chowing down on something. Do you know who that is?
I know the name. He has his own. I know that
he's got the TV
Andy
show.
Milonakis show, right. Is what I've never seen it though. It's on MTV, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hit and miss.
How old is this kid? And he has his own damn show. I hate him already.
He was discovered. He did. He was doing something like this. He had a internet show.
Oh,
where
yeah?
He would go around with a video camera, and he was posting goofy things that he did online, and
kind of like the Star Wars kid,
yeah, kind of like that. But Jimmy Kimmel found him and kept putting him on his show.
Oh, that's cool.
Jimmy Kimmel got him his deal with MTV.
And just like that, I mean...
All of a sudden, you've got, hey, maybe we could get our own deal here.
Maybe we should start doing our own...
Some crazy video along with this.
Maybe we should.
He would do... One of the shows I saw was... It was International Dental Floss Day. And he had a big thing up in New York. He strung across a fence to a tree. He had people putting their teeth down on this thing, flossing, running. It was just something goofy, and he was like offering toothpaste as awards and stuff. It was
okay.
Like I said, some of it was hit and miss, it was just goofy stuff, and he was
right.
He'd run out in the street and he'd run up to old ladies, Grandma, and he is asking Grandma questions,
I think that's Grandma right there.
Yeah, he was asking her questions and
hello.
Hello? Hello?
I think that's Grandma.
And the old lady would be like, oh, who are you,
Would the grandma say this?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sounds good. You know what was really funny? I was looking around online, and do you know what the... my brain's not working here. Do you know what the Geek Squad is with Best Buy? There's these people, and I wish I could find the URL. I'm so sorry that I can't remember what it was. They called the Geek Squad and say funny stuff. they make stuff up. And there is one that is just so funny where a guy calls in pretending that the fan on his PC doesn't work anymore. And the lady, of course, is really nice, And... I mean, this may be staged, may not, I don't know, but it's really hilarious, and I'm looking for it right now as we're talking. So, Stephen...
I got an email, probably in the similar vein, about a guy who calls his IT department. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, my computer, I can't get my computer to work, and he's like, okay, well, did you try rebooting it? Hit Alt... Control-Alt-Delete. Okay, nothing happens. Okay. He goes, I've got nothing on my screen, He's like, he's talking on the phone with this guy. So he goes, well, crawl back behind your desk there if you can, look, make sure your monitor's hooked up. He goes, it's awful dark, He's like, well, got a flashlight or something, He's like, goes through all this rigmarole, and he's like, he goes, finds out because it's so dark in there, the power's off in the building.
Right.
And the guy's like, so what do I do? He goes, I tell you what you need to do. Take your computer, box it up because you're too fucking stupid to own a computer.
That's great. I want you to hear a little bit of this, and I promise I will credit this on our website. If we had a website. No, we're creating one right now.
It's a blog, more or less.
All right, with Bill's help. He is going to provide. his knowledge of the internet. I'm just kidding, dude. You're not helping us at all. But I promise I'll give this credit. But I just want you to hear some of this because it's really funny. And I hope this is it. If it isn't, I'm going to stop it. You know, technical difficulties. We have that. You know, who cares if it's live radio? No one's listening, right?
Nobody's listening at all.
Okay.
We got five people.
Thanks for calling Geek Squad. This is Agent Charlene speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi. I bought my computer from Best Buy a week ago, and now the fan is not working properly.
I hear that you're having that problem, and I'll be more than happy to see what I can do to assist you with it. I just need to verify. What's your first and last name, please?
It's Brian Starr, S-T-A-R.
But Brian?
Yes.
Is this your home number you're calling us from?
Yes.
Last name is Star, S-T-A-R.
Right.
And may I have your address, please?
You need all that?
Well, what city and state are you in? I have to log the phone call.
I'm in Langhorne, PA.
Oops.
19047.
What is that noise?
I love how he's just making up stuff.
It's a fan on my computer.
I'm talking about the noise that I'm hearing now.
Yeah, that's my fan.
Goodness.
Hold on, I'll turn it off.
Sounds like a circular saw cutting wood.
Yeah. This gets better, trust me.
Hello?
That's not good.
Yeah, I know. I think it's defective.
Yeah, I think you need to take it back to the store.
Yeah, I took off the fan, but now...
You took the fan off?
Yeah. Oh, shit. The computer just locked up.
Okay.
Should I restart the computer? Because it just locked up.
Yeah.
I took off the fan and... Okay, give me a second.
Dude, if you bought that computer a week ago, Brian, why are you in there? Because that's going to invalidate any manufacturer's warranty... Or anything that you're in there taking the fan off of the computer.
Well, I heard a crazy noise. I was like, what's that? So I opened up the computer and I saw the fan was making the noise. And then I turned it off and now the computer locked up. It doesn't seem to be restarting properly. It's not restarting at all. Yeah, I can't get it to restart.
Okay,
That's really
and you took the fan off?
Right.
And you put it back on?
No, not yet. Should I do that? Should I put it back on?
Yes, do it.
If it wasn't on, what was that making the noise? You said it was the fan.
Yeah, it was the fan making that noise. I took it off right now. And now the computer locked up. And it won't restart.
Okay.
Geek Squad. Whose idea was that? Did you just see the board of directors? I know, Geek Squad.
Okay.
The last person I'm going to call for help with computer stuff is Best Buy. No offense, Best Buy, but go fuck yourself.
If I want to buy a DVD player, I'm coming to see you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just going to buy a DVD there. They don't ask you for a freaking extended warranty. You know?
I'm just trying to document this.
She's typing all this down. He opened it up and took fan out.
I'm going to refer you to the store.
Oh, man, I computer is such a piece of shit.
Good lord.
Did you just knock the computer over?
Damn it. Never mind. I broke.
Hey, was it a new computer? You said you just bought it a week ago, right?
Damn it. Yes, I did. And it doesn't work at all.
It doesn't work at all. Was that the computer that you just knocked over?
Yes, that was.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit now. Okay, here's the...
So much for calling, 8 minute
mark.
All right, I'm so happy.
You're very happy? I don't think that computer's happy right about now.
I need a new one.
Yeah, but I don't think... I think right now, at this point, the only way you're going to get a new one if you take... your wallet down there with you, and I think you're going to have to purchase another one.
They can get, like, a new case and unbend all the pieces? There's, like, little pieces falling out of it.
Is little pieces falling
out?
Yeah,
like little green things.
Little green things? All right.
And like a stick or something with little, like, chips on it.
Oh.
What is that? Oh, damn it!
Man.
All right. I'm going to take it in the store, and I'm going to demand a new one.
Take it in the store and demand a new one, just okay. To be fair to you. I just want you to know that I did document what I heard, you know. I really don't believe that that's what you're doing, beating up the computer, but if it is, you know.
That is the computer, and I am so pissed off right now because I just bought it, and now it won't work at all.
Right. Well, it's not going to work after that.
Well, I'm going to try plugging it in, seeing if it works, and if it doesn't...
I'm not plugging that computer in.
I'm going to plug it in right after I'm done this phone call.
How old are you?
I am 19.
You're 19. Okay, so long as you're old enough to know better, because I don't think the way that
as really long as you're old enough to know better,
like that, I don't think it's a good idea for you to plug it in.
Why not?
Honest with you, you're 19. You know why?
All right. Well, then instead of plugging it in, I'm gonna go right over to Best Buy right now, and I'm gonna get my data off the hard drive and get a new one.
Yeah, they'll be able to transfer the data if it's not too banged up. They will be able to do that for you. Okay.
Oh, right.
All right. What Best Buy are you going to?
I don't know. I'll find it.
I don't know.
Give me the look for
I'll find it.
I'll find it. I know there's one right around here.
Alright, well, you have a great evening and thanks for choosing Keith.
Thanks for calling.
Alright, bye.
Bye, Brian.
And of course, there's the laughter as soon as it's over. Pretty goofy, huh? But I thought it was pretty dang funny. It takes a while to get to where it's going, but it's funny. Don't you think, Edna? good one, Bill.
Play it again. Play it again for her.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Do you want to talk to Steven? You want to talk to Steven, right? All right, whatever, Edna. Go to hell. All right. What are we going to do next, Steven? News?
Yep, whatever. Well, we did news early. You want to come?
That was current events.
Current events.
That was not news. All right. Here's
I guess because that's old news. That's last week's news.
Yeah. I mean, it's ongoing news, but we had to talk about it. There's no way we're going to go right into movies and stuff without talking about that because, I mean, it's a current event.
So what was your news site you want to go to use?
What are you talking about?
Weren't you going to use a news site?
Yeah, I was going to use FARC.
Okay.
Everybody loves FARC, and I was going to check out FARC for our current wacky news and stuff.
That's what I was wondering. That was my intro for you to use
setup.
FARC.
Well, here's our news.
The news with me and Steven.
Love those horns.
Thank you. You're here with the news of Nowhere in Mulberry. Today I want to talk about a news story that I picked up called Man Being Held in Bleach Attack. Wow. Steven, a Jacksonville man whom officials say is mentally retarded remained jailed Saturday, 2 days after he was accused of throwing a bowl of bleach on a 9-year-old girl. Johnny Ray Tanner, 48, was charged with felony battery. He's in jail with bail set at $20,003. Did I say that right?
$20,003.
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said. Tanner is scheduled to appear in court September 22nd. Police accused Tanner of throwing bleach on the girl as she rode past him on her bicycle after school. The girl had redness and swelling on her left hip and buttock. Her clothes also were discolored by the bleach. All right, what the hell is that about? That's kind of a wacky story there, wouldn't you say?
I was like, okay, a little bit of a fine there, but,
$20,003.
Is it worth wasting that much time on? I'm just...
You know what? Just, this story reminded me of a guy that used to come into our bankrupt craft store. Do you remember him? I think his name
Raymond.
Raymond. Mm-hmm. Raymond. Yeah.
the guy who had narcolepsy. He was retarded.
I don't know if he was retarded or brain damaged.
Something like that.
And he
But he had narcolepsy as well.
He was narcoleptic, and he would just pass out anywhere. But he was always coming in the store. We worked in a craft store.
You remember the time he passed out in the ladies' room and the woman screamed, freaked out?
Yes. She walked in and the dude sitting on the...
women's toilet.
Yes. He doesn't know which one to go in.
He's not, yeah. Obviously.
And,
he's a sound asleep on the toilet.
The guy passed out.
Yeah.
And Raymond would come in there all the time to buy beads and stuff. He'd make keychains that he would sell. Right? He would carry like a coffee can with his keychains in it. And he would always talk to the girl, Misha. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And he goes, I want to see strip club or something. I don't know what he's talking about. She would just nod and smile. And he would come in there all the time. And he would even, it was like a celebrity dropping by. Hey, guys, Raymond's here. It's like, hey, guys, Raymond's here.
Let's see where he falls asleep today.
But sadly, I don't know. We worked there a long time.
It was after I left that this.
It had to have been, I don't know, 7 years later. I just threw that out there. It could have been 10 years later for all I know. No, I was still there. And, when we read in the news, yeah, it was. We were still at Hewlin.
I was gone, wasn't I?
Yeah. And apparently he'd fallen asleep in the middle of the street and was run over by a truck.
Fallen asleep at the bus stop and he rolled into the street or something.
Yeah, just something just really tragic and horrible. And we were all bummed out. I mean, bummed out because it's just sad, you know. And
it's like, where was somebody who doesn't he need a guardian to, you know, be around?
Right. the guy had to have been in his 40s or something. I don't know. But I remember reading a news story about him. Stuff in the paper like the community commenting on his death. And someone said, Raymond taught me how to love again. And I wondered, what the hell? I mean, I know you say nice things when people die. That's fine. But taught you how to love? What are you talking about?
Who said this? And
he taught you, I mean, okay, whatever. Okay, what? I don't understand. I still don't understand. This was years ago, too, by the way. I mean, it was sad, but how did he teach her how to love again? Maybe she's a really good friend. I don't know.
Yeah, just, I guess, the, what do you call it? What kind of love? Unconditional love like that.
Yeah.
It's like where he can't help himself. You know, there's nothing going to happen. You know, it's not a romantic love. It's you know, I don't think it would be a romantic love. But
I don't
want to imagine.
Think about that. And what, is that? All right, Steven, you take over for a second.
Okay, let's see what else we have here in the news today. A rescue helicopter has crashed. This is again going back to the New Orleans stuff. It's a looks like a Coast Guard type helicopter that has crashed, rescuing people, plucking people off the rooftops. Where's trying to see what all is happening here. You want to? I'm reading about this helicopter that crashed. It's a rescue helicopter. We went back to New Orleans somehow.
All right, Steven, sorry about that. That was actually my father, one of the owners of the station, saying that at least one of our F bombs got through on the air. That hopefully
nobody else will hear.
The FCC is not listening. He said he decided to turn it on as he was driving through the Chicken Express drive-thru, and he caught an F-bomb and nearly crashed his automobile. So either we need to stop saying F-bomb, which is highly unlikely, or Bill needs to be more on the ball bleeping us. All right, on
to...
That's
a seven-second delay, for Christ's sake.
It's a 37-minute delay.
37-minute delay. We're going to keep increasing it here.
Exactly. Okay. Stephen, you were reading a certain news story, and continue.
Well, I was just reading about there's a rescue helicopter. It looks like it's crashed, and I don't know when this is taking place. Haven't been keeping up. I'm just so inundated with all the news from New Orleans. I hate to say I've gotten sick and tired of it, but I've gotten sick and tired.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only take so much of this. I mean, it's just...
I understand what you mean.
You know, it's a lot. Feel for all the people there.
You know what? Then let's deal with let's do stupid news. You know, let's talk about something that's stupid, something that takes our mind off of this horrible tragedy, and something that's funny. Like, okay, here's this: hooligans kept at home by voice verification in Amsterdam. This is a Reuters story. I believe that's how you say that.
Reuters. No, it's Reuters.
Dutch hooligans. I like that. Dutch hooligans will be kept in check by voice verification software, which will ensure they are home rather than supporting their favorite team. Oh, I get this. Okay. The Dutch Ministry of Justice wants to guarantee that fans do not break stadium bans imposed for bad behavior. A computer voice verification software developed by the Israeli firm Dematech will call banned fans on their home phones when the match is about to kick off. The fans have to say sentences which have been agreed in advance, and the computer is able to tell if the call has been put through to a mobile phone, the ministry says. The trial will start soon in Amsterdam, Rotterdam, and Arnhem for fans of Ajax, Feyenoord, That doesn't matter. And
anyways,
what's that word?
It's four different.
Basically football,
soccer, yeah. Hooligans clubs,
soccer or football.
Football.
These are really violent guys who now are such bad apples. They have to stay at home.
They can't
even
go to
voice verification.
I was going to say, why can't they have it forwarded to their cell phone? But obviously,
the program can tell you're on your cell phone, dude.
Hey,
you're at the soccer game. I love that it calls right before kickoff. All right, the game's about to start. Let's call these hooligans. All right, here's another good story.
How many is it going to call? Okay. I know it didn't say how many, but
here's a nice strange story. Let's see this one. All right, let's see. I can't make heads or tails of this. Okay, here's this story. Man, this was
kind of weird.
Doing
it
on the fly, baby. All right, in Lincoln, Nebraska, it may be pure and fundamental to life, but dispensing oxygen requires prescription power. Lacking that authority, the owner of an oxygen bar at the Nebraska State Fair may be violating federal and state laws. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration regulates pure oxygen and considers it a legend drug, says Marla Augustine, spokeswoman for the State Health and Human Services System. To dispense pure oxygen without authority of a prescription and the necessary license to issue one violates federal law, Augustine said on Friday. The owner of the Third Eye Oxygen Bar, I like that, tap the third eye, baby. Drew Norris of Hutchinson, Kansas said he doesn't understand what the fuss is all about. If doctors are concerned about people breathing oxygen... Whoa, what's this? We have somebody on the phone. Let's see. Hello? Yes, this is Nowhere in Mulberry. Can I help you?
All day, so my phone in... Echo. Can you stop the echo? Are you there? I lost you.
Well, that was awkward. Are we still recording, Steven?
I don't know. I can't hear anything. What's going on? Go back to your control panel. Nope.
Steven, we have Vanessa here.
Hello, Vanessa.
I'm sorry about that. We went to hell. I don't even know if we were on the air there for a second. Bill... Vanessa, you know Bill, right? He's our board op.
Yeah, I've met him before. He likes to grab asses.
Mm-hmm. He likes to grab your ass, not mine. I'd punch that dude in the face.
Maybe he's trying to find it.
What?
What's he?
I don't have a butt.
Oh.
Okay. Wow.
You totally whoosh, meow, did a flyby on me there. Vanessa was actually needed to be with us. I mean, we wanted to do the show with her from the beginning, But she wasn't available. Vanessa, can you tell us what you were doing?
Masturbating.
Dude, yeah, my actually, dad's listening to this. I guess he understands. Okay, no, tell us what you were doing.
Just kidding.
Actually, I was trying to get my crap computer, my TRS-80, to work.
Your TRS-80. Wow, that's an old computer you got there.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. It has black screen with green writing. It's pretty hot.
We have
I get all the dudes.
We have Edna here. She wants to talk to you. Okay, Vanessa, we were right in the middle of the news, so I would like to do a news story with you. What do you think about that?
Sure thing.
All right. What was the story we were doing, Steve?
We were reading the oxygen bar.
Okay, we were doing an oxygen bar story, and you know what? Let's skip that, because I don't want to read it over again, and let's go to a news story. What do you think, Stephen?
Why not?
Here is
I have a story for you, too.
Okay, hey.
This
is a good one.
Okay.
Hollywood's uncertain because the summer movies did so badly. The grosses were expected for the summer to be $3.6 billion, and they were down 9% from last summer of $3.96 billion. So
maybe they
Hollywood's
put out
not sure
movies.
What they want to do.
What do you mean Hollywood's not sure what they want to do?
Well, think about the movies this summer. They tried the big blockbusters like, you know, Batman and stuff, and it didn't work out too well. So then they tried the 40-year-old Virgin and stuff like that, the comedy, and then that didn't help. So they're not sure if they should stick with a formula or try these independent movies.
Hmm.
So that's basically what it was talking about.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah?
They
should give us money
movies.
So we can...
yeah.
Make movies... Stop making movies like Motocross or whatever the hell that motorcycle movie is called.
Yeah.
Stop making movies like Dukes of Hazzard. Even though I love the Broken Lizard guys, I'm not going to go see Dukes of Hazzard. All right. I will watch it
wait
on
for TV.
I'm going to wait till Skinamax. All right. I'd rather watch the Jessica Simpson video, which is horrible. But she's washing it generally in
but
a
maybe if she were naked in the Dukes of Hazzard, you'd have gone and
no,
seen
that
it.
Won't even do it. That
no,
won't even do it.
That won't
it
do
it. Turns me off, all right?
Okay.
I want the real Cooter, and I want the real Uncle Jesse. I love the redheaded stranger, but I want the real Uncle Jesse.
Will Jason ever stop talking about this?
Love that redheaded
stranger.
We'll
see you next.
Goo goo goo.
But yeah, I mean, there really haven't been any great movies this summer, though, honestly.
Batman Begins
great.
Is great.
The 40-year-old version is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
I'm sorry, I saw it without you, Steven.
The 40-year-old version is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
I have not seen it.
I laughed, I cried, I shit my pants.
You wet your pants?
I'm
sorry, I didn't mean to step on your joke.
But honestly, I can't remember how many great movies came out last year either, you know?
I don't know.
I mean,
Sideways.
I mean, there's so many movies that come out
right,
that are bad that I find it insulting. Insult me a little bit.
Just a little bit? Insult you a little bit?
Insult me just a little bit. Insult me a little bit.
Yeah, I tend to wait for DVDs to come out, and I buy lots of DVDs. I have, you know,
exactly. DVDs.
I've got like, you know, 600 right now.
DVDs rock the house down.
Yeah, you get your own sound. You get to watch the DVD extras, and it's about what?
And you don't have to listen to anybody bitch and moan in front of your other.
Oh, girlfriend, don't go in that door. The kid is there.
Or somebody kicking the back of your chair.
Right.
Or
that's
I had
why
a fat guy. Did I tell you
but I do love the movie theater experience.
I
love
I'm talking. You let women talk first.
All right.
I went to see Batman Begins, and there was this fat guy sitting in the chair next to me, bouncing his leg up and down. So it was going...
I'm not that fat.
The whole time.
I'm not really...
That was Steven. That was here at the Mulberry Majestic, wasn't it? We've got one theater here with two
screens.
I
was wearing my padded fat belly so that people wouldn't sit next to me, but obviously it didn't work.
Hey, don't knock the fat people. It's the teenagers that suck who ruin movies. Because there's always that group of teenagers, and there's the one guy, hey, I'm going to show off in front of my friends. I'm going to throw juju bees at the screen and be loud.
Their cell phones are going
off. Okay, this is you hit on my pet peeve. Like, you cannot go to a movie without seeing that little square light up in the movie theater like, hey, I wonder what time it is during the movie. It's like, dude, you're in a movie. You paid to see a movie, to watch it for its duration. Who gives a shit what time it is, unless you're hitting curfew, you punk-ass kid. All right, rant over.
That was beautiful. I had a tear in my eye.
Now, Vanessa, since you live in China, actually you live in a suburb of Mulberry on China Street.
Yes.
Little Tokyo.
Yeah, Little Tokyo. I'm wondering how much gas is where you live.
It's actually at $3.10 a gallon.
Holy jumping Jehoshaphat, which
well,
I never thought
I'd
say.
Well, the good thing is, while you're getting gas, they'll do your nails and fold your laundry for you. So
now, that is totally just wrong. It's racist. This is a show we're not going to...
I had to say it.
Show, I mean, just very offensive. Bill?
That was so articulate.
Hey, Bill, I want you to delete all of that, what Vanessa just said. Okay, I got gas yesterday for $2.85, and I out, and
Where
I even topped
that?
It off. It was right here was next to my house, but today it's 10 cents more.
Was that at Bojangles?
No, it wasn't at Bojangles. It was at a Citgo.
Yeah, it's two, what did I say it was when I came in?
$2.95. It's gone up 10 cents since yesterday. But if you go down the street, it's $3.09. You know, it just, it's... It's gotten so bad that I've started pouring water in my gas tank so it'll run on water. Fortunately, it ruined the car, and it doesn't run on water. Did you know that?
That's, you know, sucks for me because I do travel for a living. I you know, here I am. I'm looking for a second vehicle, one that gets like 80 miles to the gallon.
I know.
Something that isn't a motorcycle.
You know what I think is hilarious is all the people... And Vanessa, you can attest to this because in Mulberry, we see more pickups than anything. Is these gas guzzling, gigantic ass pickups? And the I've only seen two around town, but how stupid would you feel? I mean, obviously you have money anyway if you have a Humvee, but how much gas do those things guzzle?
Well, I was at the gas station. Let's see, what's today? Okay, it was Friday night getting gas, and. Here comes in this big 4x4 pickup truck with giant mud tires on it. It's like, okay, do you feel foolish? Because I know you're getting about 8 miles to the gallon.
Right.
And it's costing you $75 to fill up your fucking tank.
No, you got to feel dumb. Like, I made the wrong decision.
Well, I asked a lady at the gas station probably a couple weeks ago, and she had an SUV. I said, I'm just curious, how much does it cost you to fill up your tank? She said, if I even fill it up three-quarters of the way, it's about $65.
Nice.
See, I've got a little small SUV, an Xterra, and it cost me $45 to fill it up.
Yeah, I remember seeing the back seat of that. I mean, I've seen it.
I remember seeing... I'm not going to say anything.
What?
Nothing?
What, huh?
Hmm.
Huh?
Nothing?
Call me.
Now, today I want to talk about zombies. No, I'm kidding, Vanessa. Me and Steven's favorite subject. Vanessa, I haven't spoken to you since this horrible ordeal in New Orleans. Oh, and Biloxi in Mississippi. What do you think about all this? Seriously.
Well... honestly, it's a tragedy. I mean, the fact that they're our neighbors, the right, you know, it's in our country. And
did you hear about today that our governor is already wanting?
We're declaring ourselves a national.
We want money to help take care of these
disaster.
People.
We're a national disaster too because we're helping out the people.
Which I think I don't run the state or any of that, but. Man, it's just really hard to seem charitable and hospitable, you know, and you got to just ask for more money immediately, you know? Couldn't he wait for like a week to fast or something? Or are they in that much need of more money?
You never know, yeah. I mean,
is it because,
where is this money coming from?
Is it because you can get federal aid? That's why you ask for it right away?
Probably.
So you don't have to delve into.
The faster you apply for it, I guess, the faster you get it.
Right.
You know?
But I...
If you waited a week down the line and, you know, and you're, you know, you've only got enough money to in your bankroll for 2 weeks.
Right. I guess I understand. But, you know, at the same time, it just kind of seems like, oh, yeah, you got to ask for money. Okay. Can't we just say, you know, screw it. We're going into our budget. We're going to help these people. But it doesn't work like that, does it, Vanessa?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact they have to wait for things to slowly settle down. That way they can see, okay, now what exactly are our damages? Because
right.
if they do it too soon, then things will start to pop up that they weren't expecting. So as the water recedes, for instance, then they'll say, oh, wait, now this wasn't as bad as we thought, or this is worse than we thought. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And as you can see...
But what about local, our local government, not Louisiana's? That's what we were saying about our local government asking for more money to support...
Oh, I'm sorry.
To support their people. I mean, and don't want to sound like it, their people, because it's all our country.
Right.
But yeah. He's saying, is it too soon for our state to ask for more funds to help out the...
Well, I think this is a country's problem. I mean, if something were to happen in any city, we would expect the rest of our country to help out. I mean, that's what's supposed to be great about the United States. We're supposed to help one another out. That's why... You know,
I thought you were going.
People love it.
I thought you were going somewhere else when you said that you never know what's going to pop up. You know, with I was thinking more along the lines of illnesses from the people who've been stuck in all that polluted water. Is what I thought you were going to go with. It's like, you know, you're going to have all these illnesses popping up
when you,
you
see
know, in
footage
a week or two.
Of these tired people. Walking in dilapidated town that's... Did you think zombies? They look like the undead walking around? I did. I'm serious.
That's lovely.
Now, Vanessa, here is a story that happened in Acapulco. Acapulco. Fireworks stored at a building that also illicitly sold gasoline exploded on Saturday, killing 15 people and injuring as many as 20. Local officials said the building also housed video game machines, and most of the dead and injured were believed to be children who frequented the place on weekends, said Raul Ayala Mata, Guerrero State Assistant Civil Defense Director. Man, he has a large title. The blast occurred in the tiny hamlet of Tlacacoltepeca. I got nothing. High in the mountains of southern Guerrero State, about 75 miles north of Acapulco, said Ayala Mata. Some victims were still buried in the rubble of the brick and cement building, and a heavy rain was falling in the area, complicating the efforts to dig them out and to determine the number of the dead and injured. Selling gasoline from open drums is a frequent, though illegal, practice in areas of rural Mexico, where the state-owned oil monopoly, Pemex, has yet to open gas stations. Restrictions on fireworks sales are also flouted. Is that the word? Although the volatile mix of video game parlor, a gasoline outlet, and fireworks sales in the same building was unusual, and may I add, tragic.
All they needed was a taqueria right next
to
it. You know?
Can you think of the two worst ideas to have? Hey, over there, put all the gas drums. Over here, we're going to sell the fireworks. And in the middle, we're going to have video games. And we're going to fill it with children. Good Lord. I've never even heard of this story till now, and that is a tragedy, too. That's just...
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind buying a big can of gas right now. Maybe buy a couple of...
But you don't want little Pablo walking up with a big sparkler next to you with your open drum of, with your open drum of gas.
I wonder what kind of video games they have there, like... You know, it's Mexico. Do they have the current stuff, or do they have, like, the
Dios
first...
Dios de los Muertes!
Mortal Kombat! I don't know.
At least mine was in Spanish.
Yeah, I don't know Spanish. I know the Tango de la Muerte. Simpsons, you know. Or,
the Tango of Death, yes.
Or what is there? Madre de Dios!
Mother of God.
Yeah. And, of course...
I know French.
What is okay? We know what pendejo is. What is it in French, Vanessa?
What is pendejo in French?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe it's Tony Blair. Oh, I'm such a card.
Hey, Vanessa, that is the end of the news, and let me, Vanessa, you didn't get to hear the news theme before unless you were listening on KNIM, our local radio station.
10:20 a.m.
That was the news with Jason, Steven, and Vanessa.
Thank you. Dad did that music for the show. What do you think? Pretty good?
It rocked.
Now, Vanessa, here in Mulberry, we have a saying that we like to say, which is, please stop basing your car past 10 o'clock.
It drives me nuts.
And they've actually okayed it for us to fire shotguns out our front door with rock salt at these cars. What do you think about that?
Right, you mean they just said that was okay now?
We've been doing it for a while.
Oops. Screw the rock salt.
Now, Vanessa, what's been going on with you?
Oh, not much. Just same old, same old, you know. Doing my thing, which is pretty much nothing. Playing video games, watching movies.
Selling your body for crack?
Only on Wednesdays on coupon night, which you can find in this week's Thrifty Nickel.
You know, Vanessa, you know a lot about computers, right?
Yes.
Could you become a member of the Geek Squad?
No, actually, that's not my side of computers. I'm in database.
Oh, I got you. But wouldn't you love to be a member of the Geek Squad?
And
drive around a Volkswagen that said Geek Squad on the side. We have one Best Buy in town, and they have one Geek Squad guy, and I swear we probably know who this guy is. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen his face, but I bet you it's someone who turns away when they drive by. No offense to you Geek Squatters out there. There's elite teams to belong to. The Delta Force, the A-Team, the Geek Squad.
Probably Eugene. Eugene McLeavy.
It could
be.
Whatever happened to Devlin the Lawnmower Boy? Vanessa, do you remember that guy? He would mow lawns, but he carried like a purse. And it was one of those purses that had the different zippers and stuff where it would have a pocketbook. It would have, you know, a place for your lipstick or whatever. And we'd call it a purse. And he would go, it's not a purse, it's a duffel bag. But it was obviously a purse because I know my grandma used to have that purse that he had. Remember Grandma had that, and it would snap on. The keys would go here and snap on and all that stuff.
That's like one of those Ron Popeil
Saturday Night Special. Yeah. It's like, this is for commando grandmothers.
It's like, look, here, I can pull out my 20-inch umbrella.
Here's my collapsible shotgun. I just like making that shotgun sound. Can you guys tell?
Yes.
But the Ron Popeil Grandma purse... it was awesome invention.
I think Bill gets paid like $4 an hour or something like that.
Keep
I told
midget
him
pinned inside of it.
If he would do our show for us,
because you're a volunteer.
Sexist.
Vanessa, now we're going to play movie quotes. You tell me if you know what movie this is from. Okay?
Star Wars.
No.
Oh.
Let me find it real quick. Okay.
Star Wars.
No, that's not it. What movie is this from?
Hello?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes! Ching! You win a dollar!
I get a raise?
You win a dollar to buy some gas!
You win a coupon for a dollar off the popcorn at the local Cineplex.
Okay.
When you buy a large drink.
Can you tell me what movie...
Always with an attachment.
Okay, listen closely, Vanessa. Can you tell me what movie this is from?
Corporate accounts payable. Nina speaking. Just a moment.
Play it again.
Corporate accounts payable. Nina speaking. Just a moment.
No. Don't know that one.
Okay, this
Star
is...
Star Wars.
No, this is from the same movie. See if you get this.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know that one?
I know it. I just can't think of it.
Okay. You'll get it once I play this one, if I can find it. Let's see. I told this guy.
Hi, Steven.
Okay.
Hello.
Vanessa.
Yeah.
Okay, what movie is this?
I'm thinking I might take that new chick from logistics. Things go well, I might be showing her my O face. Oh. You know what I'm talking about.
That's what I thought it was. Office Space.
Yes. And
I
here,
saying I thought it was that, and I was like, no.
This is my favorite quote in the whole movie.
PC load letter? What the fuck does that mean?
Yay! That was movie Yay. Stuff. I'd have to find more to play this game longer. But, I love Office Space, don't you guys?
Yeah, we need to.
I do.
That, maybe we need to do that as a game.
Yeah,
you know,
I need to
find
start
a bunch of quotes, you know, little movie quotes.
Vanessa, do you know how to take a DVD and rip MP3s off of sound bites off of them?
Yes.
And here's very, very reassuring.
hey, Bill, get ready to dump all of this because it's filled with bad words. Listen to this.
Shit. This is a fuck.
Son of a...
I
That's great. That deserves applause.
That's my favorite.
That sounded like you, Steven.
That was me. I got my thing caught my zipper.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
And also, anybody that calls Michael Bolton an ass clown.
There was nothing wrong with it until I was about 12 years old, and that no-talent ass clown became famous and started winning Grammys.
Okay, enough drops from from Office Space. Now, Vanessa, the show is nearly over, and in fact, it's over an hour now. And
well, there's still some editing for the podcast version of this.
Yeah, we could do some editing, which I probably won't do because I'm lazy.
Maybe it's that
Bill
little segment where you left me all alone.
Yeah,
that's probably actually, about 6 minutes.
Vanessa, Dad, who owns part of the station, what is the name of the station?
My dad's KNIM.
Because I told
KNIM.
Oh my god, I just remember he told me to do station IDs like every 2 minutes. I haven't even done it at all. KNIM. He actually heard us drop the F-bomb while he was driving to Chicken Express, and he called to complain about that because, actually, it's not my fault. It's the board ops supposed to cut out our bad words.
You asked the guy who spends most of his time collecting Dungeons & Dragons stuff to operate a board?
Does he really? Oh,
that's
you,
all he does.
Oh,
he
I think he pissed
like
him off.
He's like a sorcerer, for God's sake.
Vanessa, hold on. Here's Bill. Okay, here, dude.
Hello? Hey, that's not funny.
You're wearing a sorcerer's costume.
How do you know? You can't see what I'm looking like.
Oh, come on. What are you wearing then?
I get paid $5 an hour for this job.
I thought it was $4 an hour. What, you got a raise?
No, your stupid brother said I made $4 an hour and I made $5. And I decided to let that F-bomb go because it didn't really sound like the F-word. It sounded like fluck. So I thought I could get away with it.
Lazy bastard.
You were that valedictorian of your class, weren't you?
I'm still in school.
What are you, 40?
I'm 19.
D&D
it
was
took
like
you a while?
Back in the 80s, wasn't it? Why are you...
do you want to go out sometime?
Well, we
go
have
where?
A little... love connection here.
No, I saw you talking to your brother up here, and I thought you had a nice butt.
Yeah, you kept grabbing it.
Well, I just wanted to make sure it was real, not one of them implants.
It's all mine.
Generally, the implants are on the top side, on the other side.
We can go out to eat or something.
I want my money back.
We can go eat at the boar's nest if you want.
Wow, that sounds real romantic.
And
go up to Porky's.
Can we go to that truck and tractor pull?
I'm a virgin. I want you to make me lose my virgins.
I would rather screw myself with a chainsaw. Thanks.
Wow.
Do you have any friends? Want to lose my virgins?
Steven's available.
Hey.
I don't like cornholing.
If so, we would have him arrested.
What about Slick Legged?
My mom was listening to the show, and I was just kidding about virgins. I mean, I was kidding about going to
you
sex.
You get jealous?
What?
Huh? What?
What do you mean?
Well, we all know your mom's a big whore.
Oh.
I mean, come on. She's probably mother to most of the kids in this town. Why do you think everyone calls her mama?
Mom. All right. Thanks a lot there, Bill. I think you made him cry there, Vanessa.
Ooh. I feel bad.
I think you should help him lose his virgins, whatever that means.
No.
He's laughing. Right, dude, don't even laugh it off. He's laughing it off like he's making it all up.
Just
announced to all of Mulberry that you have virgins. What was he trying to say? Do you even understand?
Al-Qaeda.
I hope my father's listening because he will understand that he thought we said the word flux, so it was okay to broadcast it. So you're getting the FCC fine, dildo.
Did you bleep that one?
Bleep that, motherfucker! Boop! All right, Vanessa, is there any closing words that you have to say? Vanessa, why couldn't you be here in the studio with us today?
I don't know.
Is anyone still listening at this point after that horrible interview with Bill? Dude, you will never, ever get on this microphone again. Oh, man, I think we just lost all the numbers we were getting.
We got to hire a new $5 an hour employee.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to hire a $5 employee. I don't care. He does make $5.
I said a new one.
Someone who's worth $5 an hour. Dude, first of all, we aren't getting paid. Why should you? I'm going to learn how to run the board op and just, I'm going to run the board while we're doing the show. What do you think?
And you
guys
can make
about?
The $5.50.
Now, hey, old man Jenkins said he'd do it for free.
Old man Jenkins.
Yeah, he said all of us blasted kids and our dog.
Actually,
know?
We know a guy, Conley, who would do it for a bottle of Jack.
Crawl in your
that was
bottle.
Old man Conley.
He's a local guy. He actually runs a bowling alley. Or he used to, I think he sold it, but he still like goes there every day. But
oh, yeah.
He's
well,
got,
he, managed, he, managed, he also managed that other the other competing craft store.
Yeah.
In our town.
We talking about Ten Pin Timmy?
Ten Pin Timmy. No, his
He's
name's Conley.
The pins.
No, this is Conley we're talking
that's
about.
That's his assistant. Yeah. Tim.
And I think they
the
both
guy
get
that
drunk.
There naked.
All right, we're getting a little into minutia here of Mulberry. We talked about movies that are coming up. No, we talked about one movie. We didn't talk about any TV shows at all.
We a little bit about Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah,
how
we
you
want
were.
Battlestar Galactica to come back, please. It comes back this Friday with Xena, of course.
Lucy Lawless.
Lucy Lawless will be guest starring. Weren't you pissed there was no... Weren't you pissed there was no BSG?
Just so long as there's, it's not yes. That dude from Andromeda, the Hercules guy.
Yeah, oh, that'd be bad.
Captain
like,
Sorbo?
Sir, yeah. Sir, we've found a ship. It's the Andromeda. Kevin Sorbo blasted out of the sky. but that was in Faster Than Light Jump that we just did. But
FTL, baby, FTL.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to end the show
around.
Now because Dad only gave us an hour of airtime, and we need to put Conway Twitty back on the air. But, Vanessa, I want to thank you for joining us, and would you like to become a regular member of the NIM podcast show?
That would be quite lovely.
Nowhere in Mulberry. The reason we're called Nowhere in Mulberry is because...
Mulberry's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I was going to put it tactfully, but that's good. And we're going
to...
That should be our tagline.
Vanessa, I'm going to... I'll call you... I mean, man, who's the host of this show anyway? Because I can't talk. Oh, and another thing. Hey, we're going to start doing the show every week, so hopefully it works out better and it's shorter and we have more to talk about.
I've been waiting for, I don't know, 3-4 weeks now.
Hey, we've had, technically, for all of our fans out there, which we have none, so hey, you guys I'm talking to in the immediate vicinity,
We've done several practice shows, correct, Vanessa? I think our last week's show, or the week before, was the week before that.
It was like 4 weeks ago.
Dude, it was like 2 weeks.
It was like four.
But that was a great show. Unfortunately, we have technical difficulties.
Recording difficulties.
Because of someone in the room behind a glass window right there. Yes, I'm flipping them off my middle finger. Pick up Vanessa at all on any of the feeds. He had no.
I think he did it on purpose.
I think that you need to help him lose his virgins, and maybe
if I gave him a BJ, he would let me be hurt.
Oh my God, dude, Vanessa, our father listens to this show.
I meant a copy of BJ and the Bear season one.
Oh well, hell, I want to borrow that. BJ McKay and my best friend Bear. Now that is a damn good song. All right, well, Vanessa, Steven, thanks for being here to Nowhere in Mulberry, and we're going to see you guys next week, all right? All right, thanks, everybody, for listening.
Bye.
Dude, I swear I'm going to kill that guy. He just totally ruined the show. Maybe my dad could get this guy fired. Bill, Vanessa's still on the phone. You gotta hang up the phone, dude.
No.
It'll be much better than next show, I think. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah. We'll get it a little tighter, get rid of Bill.